Joining me now is Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq War veteran and a member of the Armed Services Committee. Senator, it's always great to have you here. The House plans to move forward with a resolution opposing this national emergency. And in the Senate, several Republicans have voiced concern as well. But do you have enough votes in the Senate to put a joint resolution of termination on the president's desk?
I think we do. Now, whether we have enough for an override and veto, that's a different story. But frankly, I think there's enough people in the Senate who are concerned that what he's doing is robbing from the military and the DOD to go build this wall. That, you know, it's really not even the best way to fight the crisis that he's talking there. You know, seeming that there's one at the border.
Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said in their statement on Friday, the Congress will defend our constitutional authorities in the Congress, in the courts, and in the public using every remedy available if Congress is unable to override a veto, which you think is doubtful, it seems. Should the House move forward with a lawsuit against the president based on constitutional arguments that only Congress can appropriate funds?
I agree with that. I think they should. Frankly, the president is trying to take the power of the purse away from the legislative branch. We are co-equal branches of government, and he is trying to do a type of executive overreach that is just really uncalled for. And, you know, if he wants to appropriate more money to put folks, more agents at the border, to put more people at the ports of entry, to go after counter drug, we can have those conversations. But to take money away from defense, from DOD, in order to build this wall that is essentially a campaign promise, I think is really wrong priorities, and I think it's very harmful to the country.
The National Emergencies Act, as I discussed with the Attorney General, gives the president wide latitude. It doesn't even explain what exactly an emergency is. So should that be fixed by Congress?
Well, that's something that we can certainly discuss, fixing. But, you know, my perspective is this. Even if there were a national emergency on the border, let's say that we accept his premise, the best way to deal with it is not this wall. The best way to deal with this is to put more people at the ports of entry, where we know that's where the drugs are coming into the country. Let's talk about the family separations, the children who've been ripped away from their families at the border. Let's deal with that. It's not about building this wall.
Do you believe the wall has been effective anywhere? There's certainly wall, there's certainly barriers along the border. Mm-hmm. I traveled recently with the head of the CBP in the San Diego, and he said we really need one so they can do exactly what you're saying, so they can go to the ports of entry. So back to the original question, is the wall good in certain places?
Well, I think it's appropriate in certain places, but the wall that the president wants to build is not appropriate. And in fact, it's just a fulfillment of a campaign promise that he hasn't been able to keep. If you talk to the experts down there, what they tell you, it's a combination. It's smart barriers. It is more Border Patrol agents. It is more drones. It is all of that stuff, not just this wall that he wants to build. Again, this goes back to the president abusing his power, declaring a national emergency to fulfill a campaign promise, and really not addressing the issues that we are facing.
And can I go back to, do you think the national emergencies law should be fixed?
Well, I think...
Or does that limit future presidents?
I think it could limit future presidents. Now, it's up to the legislative branch to do our job, to sit down and have a discussion whether or not we want to do that. But perhaps there is more need for clarity so that this type of abuse does not happen in the future.
And we still don't know which specific military construction projects the funding will be taken from under this order, but senior administration officials have described it this way. It will be lower priority projects that can be delayed for a few months or into next year, and they do not impact the lethality and readiness of the military. You're a veteran. What's your response to that argument?
I don't agree with that. Let me tell you the kind of things that are on the table for to be chopped right now. A crash and rescue station in Peoria, Illinois, at an airport that I flew out of as a helicopter pilot for 15 years. That's on the table. Training construction of training rifle ranges where we send our troops to become marksmen so that they can be more lethal on the battlefield. Recovery efforts in places like Tyndall Air Force Base, places where we're recovering from hurricanes, pads and hangars for the new F-35 fighter jets.
These are those things on the table. I just want to end this. If this national emergency is upheld, do you believe it opens the door for Democrats to declare something like gun violence as a national emergency? And do you think they should if this is upheld?
Well, I think it certainly is. It certainly does open the door. But I don't want a type of government in place where we are playing these tit for tat games. It should be one where we serve the American people by coming to a consensus. And where we're headed, this division is not acceptable for our form of democracy.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Senator Duckworth. Appreciate it.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.